having none of it, video content creation has undergone a dramatic change in a bid to cater to what serves the "andeles quo" algorithm, with content that critiques celebrities being among the formats known to gain traction. Alia Bhatt, however, is in no mood to entertain gossip about herself. The actor recently lashed out at those who've criticized her physical appearance. "This is beyond ridiculous," she set the tone in an Instagram post. To the random video floating around claiming I've had Botox gone wrong, and to the numerous articles stating I have a crooked smile and a weird way of speaking, "This is your hypocritical, microscopic judgment of a human face. You are confidently tossing around scientific explanations, claiming I am paralyzed on one side? These are serious claims being casually thrown out there with zero proof. You are influencing young, impressionable minds who might actually believe this garbage." The video appeared to point towards a facial aesthetic expert who apparently responded, stating, "It's just a personal judgment." Marking a special day, actor Nimrat Kaur celebrated the unveiling of a statue honoring her late father, Major Bhupendra Singh. The Shaurya Chakra recipient's statue was unveiled yesterday in Sri Ganganagar, Rajasthan, his hometown, to mark his 72nd birthday. The ceremony was open to the public with an invitation extended by Major Singh's daughter, Kaur, to pay tribute to the heroic soldier. Major Singh was abducted by state enemies on January 17, 1994, and tragically martyred on January 23, 1994. For his outstanding bravery, he was posthumously awarded the Shaurya Chakra. "A lot of love yesterday," Janhvi Kapoor shared images with her rumored beau Shikhar Pahariya on social media. In the pictures, Pahariya is seen lovingly placing his hand on her head, and posing with her and Karan Johar, Isha Ambani, and Radhika Merchant. Although Kapoor and Pahariya have not made their relationship official, the two are often seen together. Recently, they arrived together at Manish Malhotra's Diwali party in Mumbai. The post was captioned, "Memes that haven't made it to the gram, sick, next work after winning hearts with 12th fail, 2023, Vikrant Massey is set to return with his next, The Sabarmati Report." Yesterday, the makers shared the teaser, featuring Massey and Rashi Khanna as journalists investigating the tragic events of the Sabarmati Express incident. The film is based on the Godhra incident that took place on February 27, 2002, near the Godhra railway station in Gujarat. The caption read, "Today's India knows how to give answers, and ask questions. The truth can be rattled, but not defeated." Another reason to troll C. Pallavi, who is set to portray the role of Sita in Nitesh Tiwari's Ramayan, has come under fire after an old video featuring her resurfaced online. In the clip, she remarks that the Indian Army is viewed as a terrorist group in Pakistan, highlighting a contentious perception that exists between the two nations. In the video that has gone viral, Pallavi can be heard saying, "People in Pakistan think our army is a terrorist group. But for us, it is them. So, the perspective changes. I don't understand violence." Angry netizens expressed disappointment at the fact that she was set to play the role of the Hindu deity. The film also features Ranbir Kapoor as Ram and Yash as Ravana. Revelations: Kangana Ranaut recently took to social media to share glimpses of her visit to the iconic Chittorgarh fort in Rajasthan, where she explored the legendary Mirabai's palace. "After visiting our Kuldevi temple, we went to Chittorgarh fort and visited Mirabai's palace and her temple. The palace was impressive, and the temple was divine. Lord Krishna's Pratima is worshipped with a small murti of Mirabai, at his feet. In that temple, probably Krishna is worshipped in Mira's form. This visual moved me so deeply that my face was full of tears. She was not Mira, she was Krishna. When you are full of him, there is no you, only him," she wrote on social media.